CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fired Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And Fired Up with CJ. Log on, firedupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Welcome back to CBS Sky Radio. We're here with Fired Up with CJ. Her website, if you're looking to see CJ, and you can get her blogs and articles and see upcoming events and guests, firedupwithcj.com. It's easy to remember. Next up, I'm Fired Up with CJ. We have Karen Noe, who shares with us her book, Through the Eyes of Another. And now we're going to go right back to CJ and Karen.
Thank you, Cassandra. Welcome, everyone. I'm CJ Liu, and we are talking about the book Through the Eyes of Another. And what struck me about this book is how we love people and we carry so we love people and we often don't tell them how much we love them. And this book brings out this great idea of writing love letters to our loved ones so that they don't have to wait until their eulogy to hear how much we love them. So welcome, Karen.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I've been thinking so much of your book and the idea of writing love letters, and I wrote on my Facebook post, I'm beginning to love this idea of writing, during Valentine's Day, writing love letters to each of my family members. And friends, like, I love that idea.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. And then, you know what I got was the best post from a girlfriend of mine who said, I one day just decided to write on little sticky notes all the reasons why I love my husband. And I
saw
sticky notes all over the house.
Yes, I love that.
That's fantastic. And she said she did the same thing with her kids. And then her kids, she actually noticed one day for breakfast, they use them, they put them all in, you know, back into a little pad, and they read the note for the day. Isn't that sweet?
Oh, I love it, because most people, they're not aware that we love them so much and why. And that's what I say to write the letters.
I know. And I think your perspective, you're a medium, which means that you can talk to, to people who have passed. And I think it's so poignant that what the people say that they when they pass is, I wish I would have told the people that I love them.
Well,
right?
Yes, the whole point is when people come through, like you said, I am a psychic medium, and a dominant message that comes through is, I should have, could have, would have done all these things differently, and now it's too late. Should have told you how much I loved you. I should have spent more time with you, that type of thing. I said, why do we have to wait until we die to tell everyone how much they mean to us? Why can't we do it now?
Yeah, and then this was the idea. Is this what brought through your idea of, like, I'm just going to get a bunch of ladies, my lady friends, together and write letters? Like, how did that happen? The idea of getting...
What happened was, it's a kind of a long story. I'll make it very short. When I received this dominant message, I've been doing readings in the New Jersey, New York area for about 15 years now. And as I said, this message kept coming through. I said, well, why do we have to wait? You know, we go through a life review after we die, and I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. But why do we have to wait until then to see how we've affected people? Why don't we do it right here and now? So I sat down, and I said, how can we do that? And I remembered an exercise that my children had when they were younger, where they were asked to write letters to their mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, telling them how much they meant to them. I said, oh, my God, a simple letter would do it. You know, that would be great. But what I found was it's when people pass, it's not the only regret they have that they should have told them how much they love them. They have regrets that they should have forgiven someone or asked forgiveness. They have regrets that they should have treated themselves with respect and they didn't. We see how we've, you know, affected ourselves as well. And there was all different types of things, types of regrets. So I said, okay, I conducted an experiment and I met with a group of people every month. And we wrote the different types of letters, and then we talked about the results. And the results were greater than I had ever anticipated. It was life-changing.
Can you share with us some of the results that you
got
from doing it? Yeah.
There was one woman in the group. Her name is Kathy. She had been going to therapy for many years, and she said the therapist had said that the letters did in 1 month what years of therapy couldn't even come close to. There was another woman in the group. Her name is Donna. Her mother physically and mentally abused her for many years. She just could not forgive her mom. Mm-hmm. No matter what she did, she tried therapy, she tried different healing modalities, and nothing seemed to work. So what we did was, and that's what I have to explain what a life review is, we tried to see through the eyes of the other person, because that's what happens after we pass. We're able to see how we have affected each person through his or her eyes. That's what a life review is. It's almost you are that person. So if you were good to someone, you can feel that as if it's your own. If you were not so good, you can feel that as if it's your own. So through this, the letter writing, Donna, we were trying to allow her to see through her mother's eyes why she did what she did. And she was finally able to see, you know, her mother was the oldest of 8 children. She was never shown love, so she wasn't able to give it and things like that. And she finally was able to forgive her mom, whereas nothing else worked. You know, I'm not saying what her mother did was right. As a matter of fact, it was wrong. But Donna was finally able to understand why, and she was finally able to let it go.
Yeah. So. And I think I actually have done this with a client of mine who had a family who basically rejected him because he was gay. And he had so many instances of rejection in his life and so much stored up anger and hatred and feeling not accepted. And he wrote these letters. He just wrote, in this case it wasn't a letter so much as just processing everything that he ever thought about it and just kind of wrote to them. And he didn't send the letters. He just, you know, and as you said in your book, you don't have to send them, but the process of writing those letters was just so powerful because all that stuff is stored inside of you.
Yeah. The important thing about writing the letters, they have to be positive because that's what happens. You have to see the bigger perspective. And sometimes it's easier said than done, especially if someone is rejecting you. So what the idea is, as that type of letter would be a forgiveness letter, trying to see through the other person's point of view why they're doing what they're doing, trying to see how we affected them in any way, just trying to understand them a little bit better, trying to see the purpose and why and all of that. And in so doing, then trying to explain your point of view through your eyes why. I know it's kind of complicated, but in his circumstance, he would say, you know, this is who I am, and I just wanted you to love me and that type of thing. And trying to understand, I could see that I hurt you, but I never intended to, and I'm really sorry if you, whatever, that type of thing.
Yeah, I think it's, I think the thing about writing those letters of forgiveness is they're really hard to do. Like, to even get to the point of writing it, I think, is hard. How do you, I mean, I know that one of the things that you're saying, the first step is to understand their perspective, and the second step, perhaps, is to understand your perspective and articulate it in a kind way. Before those steps even occur, you have to be willing to write the letter, which is hard, right?
It's extremely hard, and especially the worst, you know, they did really horrible things to us. It's difficult, but it's important to understand, it's a wonderful saying I always use, it's not the snake bite that kills us. It's the venom that's left behind. So when you understand that, you do it for yourself, even if you don't want to do it for the other person. You know, you want to let it go. You don't want to carry this around with you, you know, and you'll feel freer. And whether or not you want to mail it, this type of letter, that's one of the hardest ones to mail. But, you know, it really is the most beneficial if you do. And whether or not they answer you, it's their problem now. Now you leave it to them, you know.
Yeah, or you've let go of whatever shame, guilt, anger, whatever that you were carrying around with you. And now it's up to them to figure out what next to do with it. So we'll be right back talking more about love letters and letters of forgiveness. We have Karen Noe, author of Through the Eyes of Another. And make sure, folks, to get updates on upcoming shows, articles, and coaching tips by finding us on www.firedupwithcj.com. We'll be right back.